let's do the thing.
Fried Hell the podcast. That feels like a good name for this one, actually. Hello, everyone.
I like how it just starts out with an exasperated groan.
Ugh. No, don't check your calendars. You're not listening to an episode of ARG.
Although it might become that. We're close on another reboot. So we're going to have to change our name again.
Just like go back to ARG. Just like fuck it.
We'll call it ARG the Return.
ARG 2. ARG harder.
The ARGening.
ARG 3 with a vengeance. We'll just go with Die Hard titles. A Good Day to ARG!
ARG 5, Bruce Willis runs this into the ground.
I think that was the title of ARG 3, actually. No, ARG 3 was the good one. ARG 4, the one when Kevin Smith shows up in your franchise.
Like, so Daredevil was in the shitter right from the get-go.
I feel like maybe that's what it is. If Kevin Smith shows up in your franchise and it's not a Kevin Smith franchise, you're fucked right out the gate. I feel like we could probably corroborate this. Hang on.
Yeah, let's look at the movies that Kevin Smith has been in that are not Kevin Smith films.
God damn, he's got a lot of credits for a guy who doesn't do shit.
Well, he doesn't do shit now. Remember, like, all through the 90s and 2000 to 2010, he was every fucking where.
Yeah. Well, you know, back when he was relevant, not just a giant pothead.
Yeah, and then he started actually smoking as much weed as he said he did in Clerks, and...
Yeah, there you go. He showed up in Scream 3, and that franchise went off the fucking rails.
Hey, Scream 4 wasn't bad.
And then Daredevil, which we've defended, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe this is a bad... Maybe this doesn't work, then. TMNT?
And not the greatest of the movies, not the worst. It's no Ninja Turtles 3, but also not the greatest.
Okay, Superman Doomsday was pretty bad.
Is that the animated one?
Yeah, he had the important role of Grumpy Man.
In Ninja Turtles, wasn't he just like Pizza Guy?
Diner Cook.
That's it.
Oh, Kevin Smith.
So, judging from Ninja Turtles, Scream, and Daredevil, I'd say it, yeah.
Yeah.
General consensus is those are not great movies, so I'd say sure, that supports our theory. Even though we like Daredevil, a lot of people still don't.
Well, maybe it's if you put Kevin Smith in a sequel installment, that's the end of your franchise.
Yeah, that's no more after that.
Yeah.
So Daredevil didn't even have a possibility for a sequel. Thanks, Kevin Smith. We could have had a decent franchise there, but you had to go and fucking ruin it.
Let's be honest, even though we are Daredevil apologists, I don't think decent franchise is the wording I would use.
Decent, not good, decent.
Yeah. You know, every summer you go, yeah, the Avengers, and then the following summer you go, Daredevil, okay.
I think that they release Daredevil movies in the fall after Avengers is kind of a cool-down film.
Hey, you guys like that one superhero film, right? Hey, let's go see this one. Oh, fuck, it's Daredevil again.
So you get Spider-Man in the spring to kind of ramp you up for the Avengers movie. Then you watch the Avengers movie, you're really excited, and then you got to cool down with some Daredevil.
What they do is they, like, title the Daredevil movies kind of confusingly and, like, stealth release them.
They're sort of like James Bond films where they don't have, like, James Bond in the title or anything. It's
Right. You only see Never Again after you're 8 and get hit by a dumpster of radioactive chemicals. Hey, this could be why I'm not allowed to write for comic book movies.
This sounds like a good... Wait a minute, that's another Daredevil! I'm on to you, Sean Connery.
I think it's Spider-Man, because he's in red and he's swinging around. I'm pretty sure it's Spider-Man. We'll go see that one. Ah, fuck.
Although I'm still looking forward to the Daredevil TV show.
They cast Vincent D'Onofrio as the Kingpin.
He could do it, I think. He's not...
No, I think that's really great casting. Vincent D'Onofrio is a great...
But...
Yeah. Well, he's a great character actor, and he does some really good work in makeup.
Yeah.
I think he'll be fantastic for that. I mean, that being said, I also think... I think Michael Clark Duncan was great in that. Unfortunately, he can't reprise that role, because, you know,
Well, he could. It'd be difficult, but
it'd be a lot of CG.
They just map his face onto somebody else's body. They've done it before.
Maybe that's what I'm going to do with Vincent D'Onofrio. Now put on this green leotard, Vincent, and don't ask any questions.
Why am I a black guy? Shh.
That's racist.
Quiet, Vince. Just shh.
It's racist, Vincent. You say Vince, and I think to myself, it's Vince Russo going, wait a minute.
See, and I just think McMahon. Damn it!
No, I don't think in this scene you should be revealed to be the third member of the NWO. You're the king. No, no, don't.
He rips off Michael Clark Duncan's face. It was me all along, Austin!
So, I guess on that note, we should really talk about the big wrestling news in the past week.
Which, the firings?
11 people total released. 11 people and two props, to be exact.
Two props. I know the referee who's the other prop.
I'm dead serious. They have released Fandango's Golden Curtain and Bad News Barrett's Scissor Lift.
Right, I forgot about that. I thought you were talking like people that they didn't use.
No. So WWE does this mass firing from time to time. They hadn't done them in a few years.
I think the last one they did was in 2005 or 6. The first time they were going to bring Brock Lesnar back, they did a huge round of firings.
Last time I remember they did in 2009, they fired like 9 people all in one day.
Oh, that's right. That was like kind of the ECW purge, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the one where like Chris Masters and all them.
Yeah.
I guess I can just like check and see when Chris Masters got released to figure that out, because he's really the only one I remember from that group. Because I was like, "Oh man, he looked like he might do something interesting at some point in time."
Then I went back
and I was like, "Oh, he already had his chance to do something interesting."
But I thought that was sort of around the same time as like the drug scandal, because they released a lot of guys and suspended a lot of guys at the same time.
No, that was earlier. I don't want to see a list of the draft. I would like to see something slightly more meaningless. But they hadn't done them in a while for various reasons. Primarily, the last few years, it had been because Linda McMahon was all, we're a job creator. We create jobs. And they decided if you're going to go in front and run for Senate, and your whole gimmick's going to be, your gimmick, because when you run for Senate, you get a gimmick. Your whole gimmick's going to be, we're a job creator. It doesn't look good if you fire like 20 people in one thing. They'd also kind of, I know like 1 year right around the time it was supposed to happen, it didn't. And the general consensus is kind of because that was the year Edge retired. Then they saved a shitload of money not having to pay him anymore.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, things have not been panning out for WWE the way they want to be. By which I mean Vince McMahon lost 2/3 of his fortune in one fucking day.
Which is a hard hit.
It's a hard hit, but it's not one they weren't expecting, is the fact that people are overlooking.
Well, I think it's like, it wasn't so much that he lost his money, it was that they didn't make the deal with USA that they thought they were going to.
Right.
So it's like they didn't make any new money.
Right. But 11 super, or 10, god damn.
10, 11,
we are just, 10, 11, 12, 5, 98 degrees. Sorry, no, those are 90s boy bands that should have been released. What? Herbert a burr burr burr.
Can y'all tell Chris just woke up?
Chris took a nap after work and it was not a good idea, but the alternative would have been this podcast. Chris would have been like, hey guys,
he would have been even less coherent had he not taken a nap. I would have been. So.
Even I'm pretty coherent in my head right now. It's not. I'm talking and trying to find the list of people who were released.
I found a thing of 2009 releases, but none of them are like in the same. There's like a couple this day, a couple that day. It's not like a mass
release. And now there is talk that more could be coming as well. So here we go. 10 superstars, one referee, Mark Harris, the referee, evidently had some heat on him. He got in an argument with Jimmy Corduroy Pants.
Yes. Right?
Jimmy Corderas. Which is funny because didn't you also get in a Twitter argument with Jimmy Corderas?
I got into an argument with him when, remember they had that John Cena match that was no DQ and he got counted out?
Yeah, we did an episode of The Raw Reactor about that.
Yeah, and I got into it with him that count out qualifies as a DQ. And he's like, hey man, I've been refereeing for 20 fucking years. And I was like, I don't give a shit. A DQ is a DQ.
Look, I know you've been reinforcing the rules of the make-believe sport for 20 fucking years, but...
It's like, because it's always kind of been when it's no DQ that they don't count people out, and suddenly they just decided to change that.
They did also fire Raw's head writer a few days later, but that was less to do with budgetary reasons. That was more to do with the fact that they hired a head writer who had history writing for soap operas that didn't know a single fucking thing about wrestling.
I have a feeling also there's been no official statement on it. I think he was running the Crakey Vince Twitter, because that got taken down around the same time.
That is kind of a speculation.
So even though they're not saying, it's like they're saying that they found out that it was someone within the company doing it, and that person may or may not have gotten in trouble about it. But I have a feeling it might be the same guy.
Who knows? So
it certainly wouldn't surprise me.
It's not like he was doing anything else, evidently. Hey-o.
He certainly wasn't writing the fucking show.
That was another one of those things where I was like, God damn, they hired this motherfucker who doesn't know anything about wrestling, but here's Mike and I with a book ready to go. We could walk in today and revitalize this company.
We could turn it right around.
Turn it right around. Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Zack Ryder, Limbo Machine. How low can you go? Woo, woo, woo. Oh, my back. Oh, bro, my back. Oh, bro. Oh.
Hey, if it gets him on TV, I guess.
He'll be like, whoa, bro, I'm going to be on Raw? That's awesome. Yeah, I'll ride that stretcher so hard. Calm down. Calm down, Zach. Can't help it, bro. I'm Zach. No, let's not use words like Zach anymore.
Yeah, if nothing else, we would actually use some of the fucking talent that they have hired.
Vince would call us once a week and be like, why did you hire him back? No, Vince, you've had him on the paycheck for like years. What?
Speaking of which.
So, real quick, I'm going to start at the bottom and go up so we can hit that last one. That's a nice little surprise. Yoshitatsu released, from what I understand, they felt that his ring work had regressed. I feel they gave him a really awesome gimmick a few years ago on NXT, where they had this like kind of weird feud with Tyson Kidd over an action figure. I don't know if you remember that. Tyson Kidd broke Yoshitatsu's action figure of himself.
And I know Yoshitatsu like took a picture of the action figure in doing different things, mm-hmm. and put it on his Twitter account.
Yeah, they did a feud there where Tyson Kidd like broke the leg off that figure or something.
Oh no!
Anyways, it's at some point Yoshi snapped and he came out like in this kind of darker outfit, wearing face paint, and he was very serious and very like straightforward, and also very fucking awesome in the ring. And so of course they just dropped that.
I never saw that. I mean, I saw pictures of him wearing the face paint and stuff, but I never actually got to see him work during that. I should probably go look up some of that stuff.
It played out in its entirety on fucking Superstars.
That is why I didn't see any of it.
Yeah. And again, with most of these people, it's kind of the same deal as how we feel towards CM Punk, or at least how I feel towards CM Punk, which is it's a fucking shame to see them go, but, you know, maybe they'll go somewhere else and be used and not be run to fucking death by a company that wants to just bring them out once a week to job to Sheamus. Put them over some more, Big Red. Evan Bourne, that's a hell of a fall from grace right there.
Well, we talked about that one.
He had not been in the ring for 3 years. He was already being frowned upon because at the time when Air Boom was actually doing really well as tag champs, you remember that period?
Yeah.
And then
they were actually showing up on TV and working despite having like no tag teams to work with. They would throw two other guys together and have matches with them.
We actually got Epico and Primo out of that. Or we got, well, no, we already had Epico and Primo, but we got Rosa dancing in tiny shorts out of that. And I'm forever appreciative of that.
Yes, thank you, Evan Bourne.
Well, I don't know if I what I would call what Rosa was doing dancing.
Who cares? I liked it.
She was wiggling. There was something that looked like rhythm. anyways, Bourne got a hit for synthetic marijuana and got us 30 days. They actually kept the title on him. We're like, he'll be back in 30 days. We'll just write off injury. And then he came back. And then he got popped again.
Yeah, he got popped like right as soon as he was ready to come back. He got hit for the second one, didn't he?
He came back. He was back for like less than a month. I want to say like 2 weeks. He was back long enough to wrestle a few matches and then drop the belt. And then he got popped again. And he went away, and right before he was supposed to come back, he had this fucking terrible car wreck that basically shattered his foot, and it looked like he wasn't going to be able to wrestle again. And he got surgery, and he rehabbed, and he got ready to go, and he did a dark match on NXT, and now he is going to go wrestle as Matt Sydal on independent promotions.
Yep. We'll see you in Ring of Honor.
Which I gotta admit, I was on his Twitter page the other day, and I saw some pictures he posted. He got fucking beefed up, dude. He looks in good shape. So, I'm excited to see what happens to him. I liked Evan Bourne. I feel like he, if he was 5 feet taller, or five, well, he was 5 feet taller, he would have been fantastic.
He'd be 10 feet fucking tall if he was 5 feet taller.
10 feet tall and could flip around like that? My God. Vince would find a reason to hate him still. No, I feel like if he was 5 inches taller, he would have done much better. He was always kind of, he was a little tiny guy, but he flipped around, and you gotta be ready for when Andre Mysterio's out. And Vince doesn't like tiny guys.
Yeah, that's why Cody with WWE.
That's why Cody Rhodes is dressed up like fucking Ziggy Stardust's hooker brother right now. Well, I gotta say this. On the one hand, props to Cody for coming out after being out of the ring for like 2 weeks in like a completely different character, using moves you'd never seen him move. Just like he did with Dashing, Grotesque, Deformed. all of these gimmicks that in the hands of, if you gave these gimmicks to Zack Ryder, well, you'd see about as much of Zack Ryder as you do now. But Cody took those and he owned them and he made them fucking great. Dashing Cody Rhodes was fucking hilarious. Deformed Cody Rhodes was entertaining as shit. Legacy Cody Rhodes was basically a cardboard cutout with some abs, but there was some good ring work there, I guess.
Well, that was when he was just there to stand behind Randy Orton.
I'm here to stand behind Randy Orton and look really handsome next to Ted DiBiase Jr. Hey, our dads are really important, guys. So I'm sure, much like everything else, Cody will excel at this, and I'm sure it will be a really great gimmick. Even though it looks terrible and it's a waste of a guy who should have been, he should be in the fucking ladder match for the title.
Yeah. No, I was saying that like as soon as he came out, I was like, hey, remember last year when he cut that really great and impassioned promo about what they did to his brother, who was also a great worker, and then they brought him in and turned him into a gold clown? Yeah, that, yeah.
I say again, Cody should be chasing the title with his brother supporting him. His brother should be tag teaming with Big E. Big E's not doing anything, and I feel like Big E and Goldust is a money tag team.
Yes, Goldie needs to be a team.
That is, I just think of it. You remember when Big E was still heel and he was kind of goofy?
Mm-hmm.
I just, that character as a face paired with Goldust. Come on. That's money right there.
We team them up, and then they have the Goldilock.
The Goldilock.
It would be great, but Vince won't hire us, because fuck you, Vince.
I will say, if Goldust and Stardust stay together, I really hope they get a finish called the Dusty Finish. You know, maybe, like, what they can do is Cody can, like, stand in front of the hard camera, hold his hands out like he's trying to hide it, and you can't see what's going on behind him. Oh, it's the Dusty Finish. What's he doing? Never mind, everyone else in the arena can see it. The hard camera is all that matters.
Well, is that they do the finish and it always gets kicked out because it's always undone. And the person completely no-sells it.
Yeah. Or maybe they just do a, maybe they just don't have the camera on them when they're doing the finish and you never see it on camera. I mean, they're doing a pretty good fucking job of doing that on their own lately. May as well call it intentional.
What was it this last week that they missed?
I can't remember.
The week before they missed the spear.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I came home and I had worked again. I came home and sat down and I was like, oh man, maybe I can catch the Raw. And I got home and turned on Raw and I was like, oh my God, what the fuck did they do to Cody Rhodes? And stop paying attention. I walked in literally just in time to see that. I was like, God damn it. I like Cody Rhodes.
And now they've taken a great wrestler and made him a gold clown.
Well, I mean, on the upside, they didn't try to make him the natural Cody Rhodes. That didn't really work out. Who knows where this will go? That being said, Stardust is being booked, or he is being promoted for events as far as it is as July. Hey, remember when this was going to culminate in Cody and Goldust having a feud, and then Goldust just kind of retiring because, you know, he wasn't really supposed to be back to begin with?
Yeah.
Remember that? WWE sure doesn't.
Yeah, it was gonna end at this last WrestleMania that happened 3 months ago.
You know, the WrestleMania, which 99% of everything that happened has now been completely goddamn invalidated.
Oh, yeah.
I think the only thing that still stands from WrestleMania 30 is that somebody broke something. I can't remember who. They never mention it on Raw. I can't remember what got broken. Streakers got broken or something.
Daniel Bryan broke through the glass ceiling.
Yeah, and had to go get his neck fused back together.
Yeah, well, it's hard to break through with your head.
Batista got his title shot. By the way, I don't know if we've mentioned this. Nobody quits the WWE quite like Batista.
What, I quit and walk away?
Yeah. I can't believe you're not going to give me a title shot with that guy with a broken neck. I quit. I guess it makes about as much sense as the last time he suddenly quit. Okay, I'm all right with this.
Oh, I love that. You promised me a title shot. What was that whole main event of WrestleMania thing? anyway.
Also released, kind of surprising, kind of not, the main event player, the former Funkasaurus, Brodus Clay.
Hey, telephone.
Oh, I thought that was my phone for a second. I was like, that was weird. Why did my phone come through my headset?
No, Brodus Clay surprised me considering he just main evented an NXT show.
Yeah.
He was against Adrian Neville for the championship. It's like, that seemed like a strange place for a guy who you were just gonna fire, even though it is NXT, but still, it's the main event of NXT.
Right.
Although he had been kind of waffling since his heel turn. They haven't really quite known what to do with him.
It was again kind of a, we don't know what to do with you, Brodus. You had this really great gimmick, and then we were like, let's change it.
Well, the Funkasaurus had run its course. It was time to change from that, but
The Funkasaurus had hit an extinction level event when it paired with Tensai, I guess.
Even though my idea to save both Tensai and Brodus was to have them team up and be a badass monster tag team.
Yeah.
So, of course, they team them up and do exactly the opposite.
You know, when they paired them up was still when they were doing Saturday Morning Slam. And I was like, why did they call him Sweet Tea when they could have called him the Hip Hop Hippo again? Because the Funkasaurus and the Hip Hop Hippo, there's some t-shirts you can sell kids.
You saying you can't sell Sweet Tea t-shirts?
I mean, I guess you could have, like, a Funkasaurus drinking a glass of Sweet Tea, but what does that imply?
Dinosaurs like tea. What?
Little gay.
I don't get it.
Little gay. Camacho also released. No word on whether or not the bicycle remains employed.
It's probably sitting in the warehouse with Fandango's gold entrance and the scissor lift.
That's what it is. That's why they took this. He's got it locked and they don't know the combo.
It's just sitting outside of Full Sail, chained up.
We can't get around this. Yoshitatsu, Evan Bourne, Brodus Clay, Camacho all released. You could probably put together a really great tag team match, except Teddy Long also left.
There's not six guys there. There's only four.
It's so funny. Have you read the SmackDown spoilers for this week?
No.
Because it immediately starts out with, like, six guys coming to the ring and arguing. And it's like, you do this the week after Teddy leaves? Teddy was expected. He's 66 years old. His contract expires this year. There was talk of him leaving anyways. I guess they just went ahead and pulled the fucking plug on it.
Well, there's really nothing left he can do. I mean, I guess a Hall of Fame induction is probably the next thing for him.
I like to imagine Vince was like, Teddy, if you want to keep your job, all you gotta do is go one-on-one with the Undertaker. And Teddy was like, holla holla, and just went home. No, I imagine he's due for a Hall of Fame induction. I also imagine he'll wind up with a Legends contract and still show up every once in a while. But I also imagine he's going to sit at home and drink some sweet tea, but not the Tense Icon, because that'd be weird and icky.
I don't see why you got this thing against sweet tea, man.
I live in the South, too. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's tasty. I don't know why.
Kurt Hawkins was also released.
Again, not a surprise.
Not really a surprise. He's a good hand. Last I had read, they had kind of an agreement with him where they would use him when they needed him, but most of the time he was hanging out running a wrestling school. Guess not. Oksana was released. That was a little bit surprising. She has for quite a long time been stated to be one of the favorite divas among a lot of the people. I guess because she looks really good in skin-type leather.
But she got heat on her for breaking Naomi's face.
This is true. She did do that, didn't she? I did also read that Rosa probably would have been on the list, but she's on Total Divas, so she's safe. Thank you, Total Divas.
She was just running to E to get a contract signed with them for Total Divas. I'll stay employed! She was like,
put me on TV. Look, wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah. Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre were both released. You know who should be really pissed about Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre being released?
Who?
Hornswoggle, who just shaved his head.
Who's now going to be on hiatus until they're going to promote Leprechaun.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you came out there, they put you with this team, they stick you out there, shave your head all funky, and then fire your buddies right out from under you, disappear you off TV.
No, good match, good match. Go back in the cave.
And now how long does Heath Slater have left?
We're rooting for you, friend of the Raw Reactor, Heath Slater.
I mean, he did a job on Monday, and I was half expecting to see on Tuesday Heath Slater release. Like, we just wanted to get you one more time, guy.
I saw somebody on Twitter, too, was like, oh, 3MB is only 1MB. And I was like, well, they can fit on a floppy disk now, is a joke nobody on Twitter gets. Because you're all too goddamn young. You see, before CDs, we used these things called floppy. Nah, fuck it. Who cares? And so, of course, the final WWE release.
Should we?
7 years, 30 days, 25 minutes and 12 seconds in the WWE. JT fucking G finally got the axe.
He's been dodging it for at least, what?
At least 5 years.
Yeah. Say, when did Crime Time break up? When did Shad go away? But yeah, that's about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, about 5 years. Shad Gaspard, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. 2010. November 2010. About 5 years. Not about 4 years.
About 4 years, yeah.
4 years. Yeah, I keep seeing some gifs of JTG's matches, and I will say he could sell a choke slam, and he could sell a cobra in, like, I guess the best way you could sell a cobra. I mean, it's a ridiculous move, so you sell it kind of ridiculous, and he did a good job of that.
He was not bad, though.
No, he was good from what I saw. He was really good in the ring. It's just you never saw him in the ring. He was like back. I guess he and Zack Ryder were like having tag team matches at catering or something.
They're in thumb wars.
Yo, I got you this time, bro!
It's them and Kurt Hawkins and Yoshitatsu had just epic thumb wrestling matches and catering.
Just imagine Kurt Hawkins and Yoshitatsu like thumb wrestling and they're like flipping around all over the place. And
they're jumping off the tables and smacking each other in the hands with chairs.
Every once in a while you just hear a sweet bridge, Kurt. And you're like, how the fuck? They're thumb wrestling. What did he do?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't have my Leave the Memories Alone queued up. Sorry, fans. You'll have to pretend. But Leave the Memories Alone.
The good news for all of those people, though, is that independent wrestling is kind of on an upturn.
Yeah.
While mainstream wrestling, WWE, TNA, and to an extent Ring of Honor, are kind of heading down, local independent stuff is really on an upswing. So they'll all find work. Right. They'll all land on their feet.
I just hope Bad News Barrett Scissor Lift finds work.
I'm sure that there is an electrician in the Connecticut area that could use a scissor lift.
I love it. Every time I go to get up on the roof to fix things, no, just listen to the music. They took the truck that transported the curtain and the scissor lift off the road, which makes me wonder, like, why did the scissor lift and the curtain get its own truck?
Yeah, they couldn't have fit anything else in that truck. The scissor lift and the curtain.
I'm like, one, how much space did the curtain take up? Two, you can't rent a scissor lift? Then it's also kind of like, three, when was the last time he used the scissor lift? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I think he used it twice.
Yeah. You're gonna roll him out of the scissor lift. I feel like somewhere in like the local area, you could like plan ahead and rent a scissor lift.
It's like $25 an hour.
They also took the tour buses off the road. I read, and they're making crew pay for their own transportation and lodging and shit now, mm-hmm. which I'm sure is going to create a real air of enjoyment in the WWE.
The thing is that they're not. Well, like guys like Punk and Big Show and stuff, they have their own.
Punk doesn't have his own shit right now.
He still has his tour bus.
Well, I'm sure he does.
He bought the fucker, so I'm sure he still
has
it.
I'm just imagining like just kind of this kind of quaint, kind of shitty hovel Chicago apartment with this giant fancy tour bus parked outside. People are like, wonder where Sam Punk lives.
But it's like, so there's those guys. But I think for some of the other guys that can't afford tour buses,
this is going to be like your Kofis and your, sorry to bring him up again, your Zack Ryders.
But it's going to be better for them because this is how guys used to do it.
Yeah.
It's like there's going to be five or six of them crammed in a car. They're going to tell stories. They're going to talk shit with each other. And they'll learn shit if they can get the right guy in the car with them. They should hire on some of the legends to ride in cars with some of the kids and teach them some of the old school ways of doing stuff.
Man, I know with my luck, I'd get the car with Hacksaw Jim Dunn. He looks like a farter. He looks like the guy who's like, whoa, crack a window. Shouldn't have ate that truck stop bean burrito, and then just gives me a big thumbs up. It's, God damn it, Jim.
Oh, Jim, you motherfucker.
God, even his asshole says it when he farts. Oh, man. Now I'm sad.
Speaking of that, have you watched any of Legends House?
I watched the first episode. I watched the first episode, thought to myself, this isn't terrible, and then never watched another episode again.
You should watch it all, and then I want you to come back to me after you've watched it all and tell me exactly why Jim Duggan hates Tony Atlas, because they seem to be really mad at each other for nothing.
I do keep seeing clips of them like, I fucking hate Bob, I'm gonna stand up. I'm like, no, wait, what?
Is he like,
did he like lick your feet or something? What happened?
Was the first episode the one with Gary Busey?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so it's like in
that's how I knew the show was a winner. Like when they wander in the backyard and Gary Busey's just there, like, hello.
But there,
I like to imagine he wasn't hired. He was just like in that backyard.
He just wandered in.
Camera crew was like, oh shit, this is gonna be awesome.
But when they're all standing around, Tony Atlas says something about how he works with charities and stuff, and Jim Duggan says something about how like that's great and all, but the real work starts at home with your own kids, and they start fighting over this.
Yeah.
It's like Tony Atlas doesn't have his own kids, so he helps like troubled inner city kids. And somehow, because Jim Duggan has kids and he thinks they're more important than other kids, and Tony Atlas doesn't, so he helps poor inner city kids, that's a reason to fight. And that's kind of where it all started, and I'm still wondering why they're mad at each other.
The last thing I saw about Legends House, I wake up and I see huge Legends House spoilers. I'm like, oh god, what's this? Pat Patterson is gay. Okay, what else? Like, no, that's it. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I read that like 4 years ago, guys. I said, no, it's a huge spoiler.
Well, that's, yeah, the on the last episode, they're all kind of going around about shit that they haven't told anybody, or like
shit they realized while they were all hanging out in the house together. Pat Patterson's like, by the way, guys, I don't know if you knew this,
but it's like they're telling these stories like Jimmy Hart's daughter just died, Jim Duggan was in a car crash with his first wife and she died on the way to the hospital, Gene Okerlund's wife gave him a kidney because he has this genetic kidney defect. And then Pat Patterson's big secret is, I'm gay and I'm not going to live in hiding anymore. It's like, everyone's been knowing you're gay for the last 40 years.
I'm just imagining they're all sitting around a fire like, our wives are dead. Pat, no, I'm gay. No, I love dick.
So yeah, it's like they're all passing around these secrets that they've been holding in for years, and then Pat Patterson's like, I'm gay and I'm proud. And it's like, we know, guy.
We know, Pat.
We've known for a long time.
Here's what happened. Darren Young wandered up to a camera guy and said, hey, by the way, I'm a little gay. No, I'm a lot gay, actually. I'm pretty gay. And it became a big deal. And Vince said, we're going to capture that lightning in a bottle with someone the fans really care about. Get me Pat Patterson.
That was the thing also when they were when Darren Young came out and people were like, I can't believe WWE would hire or keep on a openly gay wrestler. And everyone was like, Pat Patterson?
Yeah, they've had one.
Been working one, with they've the company had one. For 35 years.
One, they've had one. And two, by all accounts, like 90% of those wrestlers have had a dick in their ass. Just read some JBL stories and don't shower around him. We save water in the group shower on Tuesday nights, Maggle.
He just lets it rain down onto his giant cowboy hat, and it rolls off onto all the wrestlers standing around him.
You guys need an extra rinse, and then he shakes his hat.
There is a story that Kevin Nash tells about walking in on the Steiner brothers having a guy like duct taped to a chair and shoving a pencil up his ass, and he's like, I'm going to leave because this is sodomy, and I don't want to be a witness.
That sounds like a Kevin Nash scenario. Huh. Yeah. Want me to leave now.
Steiner's sodomizing a guy with a pencil. I'm just going to go over here now. Pretend I didn't see anything.
Well, I'm going to go hang out with Sean because he actually seems less gay now. What an interesting podcast this became. So there's of course talk. More releases could be coming. And as I said, as soon as those releases started, somewhere in a dark office, Jeff Jarrett is dusting off his checkbook. He can't afford these guys. It's just really dusty in that office.
He did tweet right after all of the names came out. Looks like the GWF roster just got a little deeper.
The GWF roster? You mean the GFPW roster?
Well, Global Force Wrestling. GFW.
GFW?
GWF, whatever.
Global Force GFW. He could not have chosen more. Like, nothing about that name rolls off the goddamn tongue. Even TNA just kind of rolls off. You're like, oh, TNA. Oh. Glow Wrestling. Thanks, Jeff.
GFW. You can't really chant that in a...
GFW. GFW?
Guffa.
The fans won't be able to tell the difference. They're just going to chant TNA, because by the time that promotion launches, it's going to be old TNA wrestlers, because TNA won't exist.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to start... GFW, whatever the fuck, is going to start filming later this year, apparently. I think October is when they said they were going to start. October, November, sometime like that, is when their first round of tapings is set to begin. God knows if it'll actually happen, but that's what I was hearing.
I'll be interested to see where they wind up if they get a TV deal. I did read there's a clause in Jarrett's contract that he can't approach Spike TV about a deal, and Spike can't approach him about a deal.
I've heard it's going to be on, CMTV.
CMT?
Yeah. So.
Hoorah!
Which, I mean...
Sandwiched in between episodes of Party Down South and, whatever Stone Cold's new reality show is. I wonder when WWE will start to shit bricks about that, about him being on the same network. Stone Cold, you gotta pull out!
He doesn't work with him anymore.
He's under a Legends deal still.
But... that doesn't mean that he can't pursue other things.
You know, Vince. You know what? You know, Vince.
You can't work on that channel. Jeff works on that channel. Whatever. I'm getting paid, motherfucker.
I like my money, Vince.
Pay me more and maybe I'll get off that channel.
Stop saying what? God damn it. I'm trying to have a serious conversation. Fuck you, Steve!
Vince has a complete meltdown on Steve Austin. I imagine he does that to a picture of Steve Austin he has in his office.
Is that what it is? Triple H just comes in and be like, all right, before you call Steve, why don't we have a talk with picture Steve and get some feelings out? God damn it, Steve! He's ranting really hard. Oh shit, it's the Hogan picture. God damn it.
Like Stephanie walks by and hears Vince just screaming and crying in his office, and Triple H just standing by the front door. Just let him finish. Just let him finish.
Just like shakes his head. Just he's in a meeting. I loved you, Steve. You didn't hear that.
Is he okay? He's fine. He just needs to get this out.
He just needs to vent. Oh. Is that phone light lit up like Vince is on the phone? Shit!
And then Triple H gets a call from Austin. I don't know what the hell you guys did, but the old man called me and started crying.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. Paul, this is kind of weird, but your father-in-law just called, and evidently I have your job now. Also, he gave me your wife. I didn't know he could do that. It's a weird... Your position came with some perks.
I didn't know that was legal, but he seems to think he can do it.
I'm not going to be one to tell him he can't. And, well, let's be honest, your wife's not either. Well, guess she's not your wife anymore, Paul.
Your wife? I mean, my wife.
Sorry, I meant my wife. By the way, we were wondering how you felt about going by Terra Rising again. That's what's going on in WWE. Have you watched TNA any recently? I know it was on tonight. And I see that there's a new champion.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley won tonight.
Tonight, this goes up front.
Or last night.
Dating the podcast. No, we don't record these at the last minute, the day before they go up. What? Oh, hey, there's a surprise. WWE.com has been featuring every superstar that has competed in the Money Bank ladder match. The only person missing is... Guess.
Mr. Anderson.
No. No, Bob Holly.
He was never in one, was he?
Chris Benoit. God damn it, Mike. Keep up.
Who was it? I don't... What?
No, Chris Benoit.
Who?
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's, He debuted as a NASCAR driver named Sparky Plug.
I'm sure someone listening right now is completely confused. Chris Benoit wasn't Sparky Plug.
That was Bob Holly.
Bob Holly was never in a ladder match.
I like to imagine that for every person listening to this completely confused, there's another person listening that's laughing their fucking ass off. Because he killed his wife.
God. It's funny because he murdered his family.
Oh, they removed him with a jobber because he killed his wife. Jesus. Oh, god damn it. They have taken Cody Rhodes' profile off the website and replaced it with Stardust. Fuck! Anyways.
I'm so mad.
Fuck, I love you, Cody Rhodes. Why is this happening? I'm going to have to go yell at my Cody Rhodes picture in a minute.
Why did you let him do that, Cody? You're so good.
God damn it, Cody!
This, Cody.
Look me in the eye when I tell you I love you. What? So the Bobby Lashley thing, he won the title from Eric Young. Tell me if this sounds familiar. An underdog with a bushy beard wins the title and goes on to have a triple threat against two people who are not necessary. Well, one of them was technically a face, I guess. Two people who are less scrupulous, let's say. Does that sound familiar?
No. Of course, everyone was saying that.
It's okay.
Eric Young won the title. It's like, underdog with a bushy beard. When's the title? Where have I seen that before?
No, it's completely different because in TNA, Batista won the title. I mean, Bobby Lashley won the title. I'm sorry. Yes, Austin Aries is Randy Orton in this.
But Bobby Lashley didn't win it at the pay-per-view
instance. And also, I find Austin Aries to be entertaining in the ring.
I find him to be somewhat obnoxious.
Well, I mean,
whoa.
What?
Kind of cut out there on me.
That was Austin Aries. He knew what you said.
I am not obnoxious. Yeah, you are. You're kind of a dick.
He's trying to yell at you, but he's very short and he can't reach the window.
He's a tiny man.
Tiny man with very precise facial hair. There is definitely a douchebag vibe there.
But yeah, I did not watch the pay-per-view because why would I?
Yeah.
And I did not watch... I went on their website and looked up Slammiversary and got 404.
That sounds about right.
Website broken. Yep, that's TNA for you.
Website broken, like our staff. I see Matt Hardy is coming back to Impact Wrestling.
He's coming back because they're doing some shows in the Northeast.
Yeah. Nothing says money like Matt Hardy. I hope he has his cow blood shirt
on. To get
on.
Matt Hardy back, they had to go to him. Think about that. They had to take TNA to Matt Hardy to get him back on the show.
Yeah, but are there grapes?
Yeah.
I also see where 3D got inducted into the Hall of Fame. An illustrious Hall of Fame that consists of former WWE and WCW guys.
Yeah, who's in the TNA Hall of Fame? Sting. Okay. Kurt Angle. Uh-huh. Dudley Boys. Is there one person in there who started their mainstream career in TNA?
No. I can't wait for Sting to show up in WWE 2K15 and for TNA to be like, oh, you know who's in our Hall of Fame?
Who was the first person to go in our Hall of Fame? Sting, the guy in the WWE video game. Of course, they didn't make any mention of that when Hogan was still actually working for the company and he showed up in a WWE game.
You know who inducted him? Christian? Wait, where's everybody going? Oh, my God. What a bleak era of wrestling this is becoming. There was something else I was going to mention wrestling related that I noticed. Oh, Seth Rollins' new ring gear. Did you see that?
He looks like a black Power Ranger?
I was going to say he looked like he shot from the X-Men's closet. But I'm hoping it looks better, on screen. Because the pictures that are up right now are kind of, shit.
They wanted to change his attire to get him away from the Shield, but they still wanted him to be recognizable, so it's still Shield-like.
But no, here's the thing. We both agreed Rollins leaving the Shield didn't make much sense, but I was not necessarily against it when it was like Ambrose and Reigns were still going to chase Evolution and kind of try to get revenge on. But now it looks like they're just kind of going to shrug and go their separate ways.
Well,
just, man, fuck it.
I'm thinking, of course they're not smart enough to actually say this or do anything with it on TV, that it's a sort of divide and conquer type of thing, where Reigns is going to go after the belt, and Ambrose is going to go beat up Rollins, and then they'll both come out on top and be best friends that took it to Triple H and Rollins and got back at him for screwing him.
They've got Rollins and Ambrose both coming out to different individual music now. And Ambrose going forward is going to be wrestling in some really charming ring gear. It's a pair of jeans and a wife beater.
Yeah, exactly what he wore on Raw.
Yeah. Man. Hey, aren't there two other guys who dress like that on Raw right now? Oh, right, the Wyatts. They're not doing anything important.
Yeah. Remember when ring gear was a thing?
Oh, man. What's ring gear?
Of course, Lance Storm made a good point about that. That it's you can wear whatever you want, in any sport, as long as you're wearing the uniform. So it's certain ring gear should be required. You should be wearing boots and trunks and knee pads, elbow pads, etc. Not just jeans and a t-shirt.
I get what they're trying to do. They want him to look kind of like a brawler, but you just wind up kind of perpetuating that idea that Dean Ambrose just does a whole shitload of crack before he comes out to the ring. Just a ton of
That's
coke.
That's a wellness policy violation.
They were too busy chasing Evan Bourne. He slipped right through. He's like, no, man, I'm clean. Look at that little fucker right there, though.
He can't do cocaine, but he can drink six five-hour energies before he goes out.
I'm going to have all this energy for 2 weeks. I need a nap.
That's the difference between cocaine and caffeine. Caffeine's legal.
I would love to see, Dean Ambrose before a match killing, a six-pack of five-hour energy and a couple Red Bulls. I'm going to kick so much ass!
He's, got one of those beer helmets with Red Bulls on either side, walking around backstage before the show, just sucking off of it.
The best part about that is, I imagine, the very first night he does it, he gets to the ring, and the bell goes off, and he just starts, screaming, just, ah! My face is gonna fucking pop off!
I itch everywhere. Do you itch? I itch!
Ah! Ants all over my body! Vince is like, God damn, say something about the app, quick.
Get the camera off Ambrose, he's having a fit.
Vince, are you okay? Bring me my picture of Steve.
Yeah, Michael Cole gets really confused. Vince, what do you want us to do? I loved you, Steve! Oh, God. Commercial break.
Commercial. Vince is having another meltdown. Please go to commercial.
Ambrose is having an episode. Vince is having a meltdown.
I can think of only one person to save the WWE right now, and that's Vince Russo.
Yes, that is what we need back in WWE.
No, hire us. I could fix this company in a heartbeat. Step one, Cody Rhodes does not dress like Ziggy Stardust. Ever. That's his brother's gimmick.
And it really wore out its welcome 10 years ago.
Goldust is getting the pops he's getting now. Boy, we just talked about TNA for like 2 seconds, and we're like, yeah, fuck them. Yeah, they're not doing shit. Oh, they Matt Hardy, whatever.
Bobby Lashley and Matt Hardy, blah, 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 blah. Who cares?
Blah, 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 blah. Anyways, it's Goldust.
I'm going to be working for Jeff Jarrett in 6 months anyway, so who gives a shit?
He's, the gimmick in Goldust did overstay its welcome long ago. Goldust is over like Rover. Oh, God, did I just say that? Fuck. Gold... It came out of my mouth, and instantly I was like, oh, that sounds terrible.
Over like Rover.
So Goldust is over. Kids, don't sleep in podcasts.
Oh, my God.
Goldust is so over right now. Because he came back in, like, better shape than he'd been in years, and is putting on better matches than he's done in years. The gimmick has still run its course. He's just putting on good fucking matches.
And he's putting on good matches, but still a majority of his reaction is nostalgia pop.
Yes. But he's putting on good matches, and that's what's important.
No, it's not. It's pro wrestling. The matches don't matter.
Matches don't matter. He should be giving birth to hands... and selling more shirts. Cody Rhodes looks like a fucking bottle of Rockstar energy drink. God damn it.
Hey, man. He was trending on Twitter. Number one trend. Over like Rover.
Dean Ambrose is like, I'm going to chug this energy drink and go to the ring. It's going to be awesome. And Cody Rhodes is like, no, stop. You're trying to drink me.
Stop sucking on my head, Dean. Oh, God. Is this still going? Are we still recording?
Well,
we found a title for this podcast.
And what would the title for this podcast
Over like
be?
Rover.
You know what this podcast is.
Over like Rover.
Find us on Twitter. Support the show on Patreon. Links are in the show notes.
You sound so defeated when you say that now.
Sorry, my soul is on fire. Before we leave, one last little bit of wrestling knowledge. One last wrestling thing for you. 20 years ago, yesterday now, today, for Mike and I, Owen Hart won King of the Ring. 20 years, Mike.
Wow.
Getting old.
It was only 15 years ago that he died.
Not 15 years ago today, but 15 years ago. 15 years in September, won't it? No, May. It was already 15 years. Never mind. Fuck it. Who cares?
I'm sure his children care.
Well, fuck you. Fuck you, Mike.
His children.
Thanks for listening,
Christopher.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm going to go yell at a picture of Mike.
You need to go to sleep.
No, I'm actually awake now. That's the fucking problem. Good night, everybody.
Bye.